Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and not necessarily endorsed by Talk Radio 1170, the E.W. Scripps Company, or the program sponsors. This is Money Talk with your host, Dan Witham. Dan is a financial advisor with offices at 8516 East 101st Street, Suite C in Tulsa. You can reach him anytime throughout the week at 918-398-8387. Dan is a manager with and securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Now, here's Money Talk.
Welcome to Money Talk, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dan Witham, along with J.C. Haspel here in the studios. Good morning, J.C. How are you?
Good morning, Dan. I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Good to have you here. Appreciate all of our listeners out there. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend, whatever you might be up to this weekend. And we have a lot to cover today on the show, an awful lot of material to cover. And J.C., I'm going to get into it, but I want to talk about something first, about my friends at Encore Communications.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard me rave about and rant about.
Yes, you have been a big fan of them for quite a while, actually.
Yes, I have. And there was another company here a few years ago and called EasyTel, you might remember.
Yes, yes.
And they were bought by Cox a few years ago. And so if you're a business owner in Tulsa and you have Cox Communications for your internet or TV or phones in particular, you want to talk to Encore Communications, because I switched to Encore a few months ago and saved a lot of money. Because Cox wanted to charge me, remember, $200 to upgrade one feature of my service?
Yeah, I remember that.
It was like a $9 feature or something. They wanted to charge me $200 a month, said I had to sign a new contract. And I was like, nope, I'll sign a new contract, but it will be with a different company. So, well, we use Encore Communications now, and they're so much better than Cox. If I email them, JC, they show up at the office like 10 minutes later.
I say that's the thing I've noticed, the customer service. I mean, it's almost like weird how quickly they respond to anything.
It's like they're out in the parking lot waiting for me to email them or something, and they just pop up and appear very suddenly. There's no calling up and giving your account number and dealing with somebody you'll never talk to again. And I had a person call me from Cox a few weeks ago. And after I sent them the disconnect letter and all that stuff, canceling my service, had some guy call up from tech support and said, your internet's down. I was like, no, I changed internet providers.
Right.
You're showing it's not working. He goes, well, we don't show you as having canceled. The guy from Cox said, we don't show you as having canceled. I said, well, yeah, I canceled about 2 weeks ago. He goes, well, your service is still active, and we're going to bill you for it, by the way. And I said, well, cancel it. He goes, well, I can't do that. And I said, well, put me through to someone who can. He goes, no, I can't do that. I was like, you're real helpful. You guys are real. No wonder why they're losing business. It's left and right to Encore. I mean, here's the reason why. You know, this is why. And he was totally unhelpful. And I asked him his name. He refused to give me his name.
Wow.
Like, that's quite a business model out there, guys. You know, interesting. So Encore Communications, if you're an internet user or a phone user, business phone user, they'll save you a lot of money, and you'll have a lot better service, much, much better service. And our internet's faster, and our phones work much better. If you want to talk to Encore, give Mario a call, Mario Silver. 918-201-2751, 918-201-2751 is his number. They are super, super nice people, and I love them to death, and they do a fantastic job, absolutely fantastic job. I've been very, very happy with them, and more than happy, I can tell you, I'm ecstatic with them. And it's so nice not to have Cox in our office anymore. I am so glad to be rid of them. I can't even say it. Can't even explain. I'm just, much better, much, much better. It's like night and day. It's just like night and day, I will tell you. And they're cheaper, and they're a lot cheaper, as it turns out, which is even better. Usually you have to pay more to get better service, but in this case, we pay less and get much better service. So I wouldn't call what Cox gave us service. There's other words for it that I can't use on the air, so let's just say that. You know, we do the Social Security report, JC, for our customers. We've done, I know you've done a couple of these reports for our customers. We have a special report that we can run for you. It's absolutely free, and it helps people to collect as much or up to, not necessarily a guaranteed amount, but anywhere from zero up to $250,000 more over their lifetime from Social Security. And the report is free, and we run it for free. And it's for if you're a married couple, if you're divorced, if you're widowed, whatever your situation might be. People that are married, they're divorced and remarried, JC, or widowed and remarried can collect spouses on their first, or collect spouses, collect benefits on their first
May
spouse.
Not want to be collecting spouses.
Yeah, collecting spouses. That's Steve's domain over there. Anyhow, they can collect benefits on their first spouse, even if they're divorced and remarried or widowed, you know, whatever it might be. And there's still ways to collect on lots of different people. The Social Security thing is very, very complex. And I will tell you, no matter what you think you know about Social Security, you probably don't know all the rules. There are 2,700 rules on Social Security. We'll send you a free questionnaire you can fill out and send back to us to get the free 30-page custom report that shows you how to get up to $250,000 more from Social Security. And it also shows you how to spend down your assets, your 401ks and your IRAs, to reduce your taxable burden of your lifetime and to reduce the impact of taxation on your Social Security benefits and reduction in benefits if you take benefits early at 62, from 62 to 66. Shows you how to avoid the reductions or reduce them, at least, on your benefits and the taxes on them. The report shows you how to reduce your taxes over your lifetime by spending the money in the right order, basically, is what it shows you. You spend the same amount, it just changes the order of how you spend it to reduce your overall tax burden.
Well, and that makes your money last longer, too.
Yeah, it can make your assets last up to 15 years longer.
That's why that's important.
Absolutely important. And it's using the same amount of assets that you have now. It's not changing your saving patterns. It's just changing when you spend the money, which buckets you take it from. It's not changing how much you spend. It's just changing which buckets you take it from each year to affect your taxation level. And that reduces your overall taxes, which gives you more money at the end of the day, obviously, to spend, and means you have to take out less, which, as you said, makes your assets last longer. We'll send you this free one-page questionnaire, plus our portfolio on our five-star or report, white paper, excuse me, on our five-star portfolio that we use every day. And this is a portfolio that follows the William O'Neill CAN/SLIM model for investing that we're going to talk about a little bit on today's show. And this is by William O'Neill, who's the founder of Investor's Business Daily. And we've taken a model basically and modeled after his stocks from the IBD 50, the Investor's Business Daily 50 list, which is a list of William O'Neill's picks of the 50 best stocks, basically growth stocks, to use from Investor's Business Daily. And he's the publisher of Investor's Business Daily, by the way. I should mention that, the founder and publisher of it. And it's all free. We'll send you the report on Social Security and the five-star white paper on this fantastic portfolio that's doing very well. It's up about 10 to 15% over the last month or so alone. It's done extremely well this year, very, very well. But it's up, you know, like I said, 10 to 15% in just the last 30 days, doing extremely well. And we'll send it all to you for free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail. It's the weekend, so of course you're going to get the voicemail. And just leave your name and address. That number again, 918-398-8387. 398-8387. JC, you've done a couple of those Social Security reports?
I've done a lot of those reports.
Over the last 2 years.
And honestly, the one thing that surprised me when we started doing this, and of course, now like I say, we've done quite a bit. What's been very surprising on this is the percentage of people that don't get some sort of benefit from this report is extremely low. Yes. I thought there were going to be a lot of people that, yeah, you're already doing the right thing. You know, not a whole lot we can do for you.
Right.
But that just has not been the case. I've been very surprised how small that percentage of people is.
And you're right. The thing is, most people don't know how to get it right. I'd say 95 to 97% of the population doesn't know the way to maximize their Social Security benefits, the truest way, the best way, ultimate best way, like the report shows. And the other thing the report does is if you're already receiving benefits, let's say you're 65 and you filed at 62, and you're already receiving benefits, JC, the report shows you, A, how to correct it and get more benefits, and B, the difference between continuing on the path you're on now, and if you go to the optimal method, it shows you the difference in annual income and total lifetime income. It shows you both, and it shows you a break-even table. So if it tells you to do, let's just say it tells you to delay your benefits from 65 to 67 or 68, it will show you the difference in annual amounts and your lifetime, how much you'll make, more you'll make over your lifetime. Plus, it tells you when your break-even age is, say, at 70 or 72 or whatever age it might be. It'll tell you right when you break even, so you know I got to live to this age for this to pay off. If I don't, it doesn't pay off.
Right.
If I do, I'm in the black if I go beyond that age. And hopefully, you know, the people will live beyond that age, whatever it might be. But life expectancy does come into play with Social Security, and that's the ultimate variable. Of course, is your life expectancy. That's when you stop collecting checks.
Right.
Believe it or not, with Social Security, it's not when you die you stop collecting checks, JC. It's the month before you die.
Yes.
So if you go to the mailbox.
Which I found amazing when I learned that.
So if you go to the mailbox, when your check normally comes, there's no check. That might not be a good sign. Yes. Somebody's trying to tell you something.
Dang it.
Guess it's time. So that's kind of weird. Yeah, and widows have to pay back their husband's final check.
Which I'm sure is something they all know and love when that time comes.
Such compassion from our government that we show.
Sorry about the death, but
sorry that your husband
that
died.
Check?
But can you send us a check for $1,500, please? Yes. I mean, such compassion. Amazing. Anyhow, if you want the free report, like I said, give me a call. The number to call, 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. And just leave your name and address when you get our voicemail. We will send the report out to you for the Social Security report, the one-page questionnaire, very easy to fill out, and our five-star investment portfolio report that shows you how, what, when, where, and how, why we do it, and the results. And it's a very, very, I think, a very good portfolio that works. And I'm amazed at how well five-star works, Jay. See how consistent it is. I'm really impressed with William O'Neill and his lists and everything else. And that's the main reason that it works, is because of the list. The list is just a good list from IBD 50. I think that's got everything to do with the success of the five-star program. To be quite candid, that's where I think it comes from. And that's the main reason for the success of it. We've gotten very good results with it. Our results are actually better than just his list results, because we filter the list down to just five stocks. If you'd like the information for that in Social Security, just give us a call at 918-398-8387. 398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail. We'll send you the reports, the questionnaire and the report. It's absolutely free, no cost whatsoever, no obligation. Just leave us your name and address and we'll send the information out to you.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration, or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees. So you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN bridge program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan with the Mullen, Jesse Haspel here in the studios. I want to remind you of our questionnaire that we will send you for the free report on Social Security and the five-star portfolio. White paper tells you all about how we do our investment methodology with five-star buying stocks based on the principles of William O'Neill's Can Slim Investment Strategy, which William O'Neill is the founder and publisher of Investor's Business Daily and one of the smarter people, I think, on Wall Street, definitely, I would say, without a doubt. It's a great methodology, works very well. If you'd like the information for that in Social Security, just give us a call at 918-398-8387. 398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail. We'll send you the reports, the questionnaire and the report. It's absolutely free, no cost whatsoever, no obligation. Just leave us your name and address and we'll send the information out to you. A lot of interest in the five-star portfolio, JC. And of course, with performance like we've had from it, that's not surprising. I think it's up 15% in a month is doing pretty well in this market.
Not bad at all.
It's cruising right along. And you and I know because we buy a lot of these stocks ourselves and invest in quite a few of them and follow them very closely. And I'm very impressed with the method, and I like it because, you know, what we do is we take the William O'Neill list, basically the IBD 50, and we sort it for value. We look for the most undervalued stocks on the list, and then we buy those five of those stocks and then hold them until they hit either a trailing stop loss of 8% or a 55% gain. But you know what I found with the cup and handle patterns like O'Neill likes so much is a lot of times we're buying those right in the bottom of the cup, JC.
Right.
Because they're becoming more undervalued as they drop. You know, when they drop to the bottom of the cup, basically is what's happening. And so it's forcing them into our screen. But it's also a great time to buy the stocks is
right.
What I found out. It's a very, very good time to buy the stocks. And it's worked out pretty well. And I'll tell you, it doesn't work every time. You know, about one out of four trades, I think, are losing trades in the system. But that means three out of four are winning trades. And our winning trades are much bigger than our losing trades, which is one of O'Neill's key principles.
Right, right.
Make sure your losing trades are small trades. And that's why he likes the 8% stop loss that he uses, because if you limit your losses to 8%, you're probably not going to lose 40 or 50%.
Right. Right.
If you're selling it at 8% loss, you shouldn't.
It'd be hard to do that, yeah.
You shouldn't be there when it's down 30 or 40%. And that's the thing. You know, occasionally you'll get it. And really what I found with the system, it isn't that you get into a bad stock. The system doesn't really pick a bad stock. At least it hasn't that I've seen. But what it does is it gets into some markets that are just, it's a head fake where it thinks the market's going up and the market actually doesn't go up. And that's why the stocks were sold at a loss. Because I noticed when they were sold, they were all in the same group.
Right.
When the market basically turned down and then they got a reversal and signal to get out. And that's one of the things we do with our five-star system is we exit the market when we think it's going down. We exit the market. We don't stay in stocks. We go to treasuries and treasury bond funds, excuse me. And so We don't want to be there in a bad market. We try to get out of the market when it's a bad market because growth stocks don't typically fare well in bad markets. You want to be out of them and on the sidelines, either in cash or in treasuries of some sort or some other instrument. And so we go to treasury bond funds when the market starts to go down, when we think it's going down. Of course, we're not always right. We don't know what the future holds, but we have indicators that tell us what we think is going to happen. And so we act based on those. And so far the system's been had incredible results this year. I mean, I've been very, very pleased with the results this year. So if you'd like information on the five-star portfolio and the Social Security report, give me a call. 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and address. You know, until we started talking about this a couple of years ago, people didn't know what file and suspend was. They'd never heard of it. Or restricted application.
Right, right.
Or widow's benefits on a surviving spouse if they remarried or divorced. Married benefits on for a divorced couple. A lot of people just didn't know about this stuff. And I'll be honest, I didn't either. You know, back then, 2 years ago before I started reading these books and doing all this study on this. And it's a very interesting world. Social Security is a huge bureaucratic organization that has lots of rules, and many of them are arbitrary.
Right, hence the word bureaucratic.
Yeah.
That's what that means, doesn't it?
Yes. You know how long you have to correct your Social Security earnings history, JC, if it's wrong, if they have it wrong on your system?
I'm guessing it's a very short time.
No, it's not a short time, but it's a random time. 3 years, 3 months, and 7 days.
Interesting.
I'd love to know how they came up with that.
Yes.
I'm assuming that was a compromise from like five different people that said, I want 5 years, I want 3 years, I want 4 years. So, okay, let's
we're averaging
add them all today and average. And I'm guessing that's what they did because I don't know how else you could come up with such a bizarre number as that. So even if Social Security makes a mistake, which they do, they're human. If you wait longer than that, they won't correct your earnings history. Even if it's wrong, JC, they won't correct it. Isn't that interesting? No.
You would almost think that just getting it correct would be the most important thing, but apparently it's not.
One would think, yes. And in this day of age of electronics, it's not like they don't know how much you made.
Right.
Because it's all reported
right
electronically by your employer, who sends you a W-2, who sends a copy to the IRS. How much is there to dispute here? I mean...
Yeah.
And you know, I was reading a book about this the other day, and the thing the book said, the most common occurrence of this is one thing. When this occurs most often, the earnings history is incorrect. It is most often for women because they get remarried or divorced.
So it's the name change that throws them off?
Yep.
Really?
It's exactly what it is. And so even though the social doesn't change, the name changes, and apparently Social Security doesn't always accept that when it's reported. So I know this is bad. I know this is baffling. I didn't say it makes sense. This is the most common occurrence. So if you're widowed, divorced, or married, which covers the vast majority of women, I imagine, in this country, if they change their name. Now, if they didn't change their name, it may not have affected them at all.
So Social Security is not going by the Social Security number?
Apparently not. Apparently not just by the number.
I thought that was the only purpose of that number.
That is the purpose of it, yes. But anyhow, so if you're in one of those categories where you had a name change at any point during your working career, which a lot of women have, obviously, I would check your earnings history. I would check it regardless, but especially if you're in that category, I would check your earnings history. Make sure it matches because it may not. And I've had, you know, I've had people that work in partial and exempt jobs from Social Security and then go to non-exempt jobs. And so they show zeros for years and they show 20, you know, 50,000 for 1 year and then zero the next year and things like that. There are a lot of careers that are exempt from paying Social Security taxes. For instance, teachers in Colorado and Texas don't pay in. Police officers with TPD don't pay in. So a lot of them don't. I don't know if the new ones do, but the older ones don't. So there's a lot of occupations that are exempt from it. So you have to look. And they have nasty penalties for you. If you go into a second career, and let's say you leave TPD after 25 years, JC, you retire and then start a second career and pay Social Security taxes for the next 10 or 20 years, well, they're still not going to pay you benefits. Because your first career was Social Security. With TPD, you didn't pay Social Security taxes.
Right.
So they're going to penalize you. It's not fair. Yeah, I know. So... The other thing is, I was talking to a lady just yesterday, the day before, who had rather lengthy earnings history, but she had like 20 years of earnings histories, and Social Security looks at 35 years. Your highest 35 years, JC. So if you have 20 years of earnings, what do you think the other 15 years are, JC?
I'll give
you
three guesses. Zeros, yeah.
They're zeros, yeah. They don't take your average earnings history for those 20 years and just impute it to those 15 years? No, they give you zeros for those 15 years. You know what 15 zeros does to your average?
Doesn't bring it up.
Yeah, think back to your school days. Yeah, what would a zero do to your grade point average? I mean, it would just kill it.
Yeah.
It's just going to make you take a nosedive. But if you throw 15 zeros in there, it just destroys your number. It pulls it way down, which is exactly what they did. So
it sounds like it's by design.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that are by design that are rather interesting with Social Security. And it's a very complex system. It really is complex. And people just have to realize that. And that's why you have to get the report done. I think you should get the report done. If you want to have this Social Security report done and get the 5-star portfolio information, just give me a call at 918-398-8387, 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address, please.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If
If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan with them along with J.C. Haspel from the studio this morning. I want to remind you of our white paper on five-star portfolio, the equity investing method, stock method that uses the principles and a list of William O'Neill's Can Slim strategy and his list from the IBD 50, Investors Business Daily 50, his publication. Excellent list of stocks and a method that we've refined to improve the results, I think, a little bit and get very, very good returns. If you'd like information on this and the Social Security report, how to get the report done for you for free, give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail, and we will send you the report, both reports, absolutely free. And the Social Security one is just a one-page questionnaire. JC, it's tough questions like, what's your name? What's your date of birth? You know, are you married or single? Which for some people apparently is a tough question.
And I've said this before, but we do need all the information.
Right.
We're having problems with people only putting part of the information. We've had people literally just put their name and birthday on there and expect us to be able to do this report, and it just doesn't happen that way. Yeah. We're asking the questions because they are variables in the equation.
That's right.
That's the only reason we're asking them.
That's right. So, and it even takes into account, yeah, even if you're currently receiving benefits, there may still be ways to increase your benefits. And for a lot of people, there are ways to increase their benefits that are still, even though they're already drawing benefits. And so I encourage you to get the report. Especially if you're in the 60 to 65 age range, that's probably where we can do the most good for people, I'd say, for those individuals in that age range. But it can help a lot of people, and you'd be surprised how many benefits people have found out about they didn't know about. Anyhow, 918, the number for that, 918-398-8387, 918-398-8387. JC, I have some interesting concepts here for you. I've been doing some reading, surfing the web. Yeah, I know, you're rolling your eyes at me. Okay. Tell me if you agree with this. It's not knowledge that creates wealth. It's behavior.
Yes, I completely agree with that.
Right. It's not what you know. It's what you do. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't care if you know the price-to-earnings ratio of every single stock in the S&P 500. I don't care if you know the name of every CEO of every Fortune 500 company. Neither does the market. What I do know is that if you panic and sell when the market is in a free fall, you will most likely not do it at the market's peak, right, JC?
Nobody
panics when the market's at its peak.
Right.
They don't freak out and call you up and say, sell, 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 I'm worried. No, they wait till it falls 15% in 3 days.
Right.
That's when the phone starts ringing, isn't it? So we know. You can tell what the market's doing. I can tell what the market's doing by our phones. How much, yeah, the phone rings. Yeah. If the market's quiet, the phone doesn't ring. You know, yep. If the market's volatile, it rings a lot more. It's amazing. And that's true. It's human nature. My concern really is that investors have a method for what they do. If you have a method like we do with Five Star, we know that we sell, we use a trailing stop right at 8%, JC.
Yes.
So if a stock goes up 40%, and pulls back to the 32% level, we're going to sell it. That's an 8% trailing stop. That's how trailing stop works. It follows the price up by minus 8%. So if the price is X, the stop is going to be at X minus 8%, always, right?
Right.
No matter how high the stock goes or where it goes. So if it goes from 30 to 40 or 20 to 40, and then it pulls back to 32, we're going to sell it. Well, that's more than 8% stop loss, excuse me. it would be, where would I be? About 37 would be the stop loss. Excuse me. So I was doing eight numbers instead of 8%, absolute numbers. So anyhow, at 8% stop loss, so then if that happens, we might realize a 32% gain or a 40% gain instead of a 50% gain, but we avoid watching it go all the way back to break even and below break even, right, to minus 8%.
Correct.
Which is what a lot of people do with their investments. They watch them go up 30, 40%, and then they watch them go right back down all the way back to break even because the stop, it's like quicksand is the way I describe it. When the stock starts to go down or capitulate, it goes from 40% gain to 35% to 30. They think, oh, I'll wait for it to get back to 40. I got to wait for it to get back to 40 because they've got that anchor in their mind, that position when it was at 40%, and they want to see it get back there, right? They've got to see it get back to that price.
Right.
And so a lot of times that hurts them. And so they, instead of going back up, it keeps going down, 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 25, down, 15, down to 10, and then down to their break-even price. And usually about then is when they decide to cut and run. And so it's easy. The reason we use the 8% stop loss is to lock in a lot of those gains before they do that. Because we don't know when they drop back from 40 to 37 if they're going to 34 next or 40 next. We just don't know what they're going to do. So we sell them, take the gain, and go on to the next stock. And the 8% stop loss, I think, is a great way to lock in gains. The other thing, the other advantage to it is it forces us to put a newer stock in the portfolio, which is important. Because what does IBD's list do, JC, IBD 50? Does it ever change?
Yes, quite often.
It changes every week, doesn't it? And so the current best stocks 2 months from today are probably not going to be the same stocks. The five stocks that we might pick for our strategy will not be the same five stocks 2 months from today. And so the 8% stop loss forces us to cycle the stocks out, which helps increase our returns. Basically, it's what it does. Because a good stock today in the list may run up and it may not be as great done 2 months from now. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so that's part of why I like the 8% stop loss. It also protects us to the downside, protects us a lot to the downside. And we have to have a system. If you don't have a rational, articulable method that you can explain to me in a few sentences, for example, if X happens, I'm going to do Y. Right, JC? If the stock pulls back 8%, I'm going to sell it. Or if it hits its 55% maximum gain, those are the two conditions under which I will sell it, right? In our five-star system.
Yes.
So I know if X happens, I do Y. If X doesn't happen, I don't do Y. I sit tight. But if you can't explain to me in a few sentences what your strategy is, you really don't have a strategy. You have a guess. You're taking a stab in the dark, right? And that's what most people do. That's what most advisors do. I hate to say it. Okay. Permanent loss of capital, JC, is a strictly human endeavor of which the market itself is incapable. Would you agree with that? You want me to read it again?
Yeah. I'm having trouble wrapping my
mind around that.
I think I agree with that.
Okay, Alex, repeat the question, please. Permanent loss of capital is a strictly human endeavor of which the market itself is incapable. The market cannot force you to lose money.
Right.
Only you can do that. Only the investor can do that, right? That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
As Benjamin Graham pointed out so eloquently in The Intelligent Investor, his classic investment book, which, by the way, is the most widely read book still today on Wall Street of all time, investment book of all time, the market cannot force you to buy or sell at any level. Mr. Market will show up at your door day after day, right? He knocks on the door, and he offers to buy from you at ridiculously low prices and sell to you at equally high ones. But ultimately, it's you, the investor, who pulls the trigger. It is you who decides to conduct business with Mr. Market at levels only a fool would do, right? And that's basically what happens. You know, JC, imagine if somebody showed up at your door and said, hey, I've got some really, really overpriced stock I'd like to sell to you. Would you like to buy some? What would you say?
I would say no.
Okay, what if I came to your door and said, you know, JC, you got some great stock in your portfolio. I'll give you half what they're worth. I'll pay you 50 cents on the dollar for those stocks. Would you like to sell them to me?
No, I would not.
And yet people do this every day, don't they? They do both those things every day. They buy stocks that are way overpriced, and then they sell stocks that are way undervalued.
Yes.
To Mr. Market. Just because he's available and he's there and he's always there and always available and always waiting for the opportunity to take your stocks from you. I think it was Warren Buffett who said this, and I might be wrong, it might be Benjamin Graham, but I think it was Warren Buffett that said, you know, market corrections are the time when stocks are returned to their rightful owners.
Yeah, that is very true.
And he was correct. And he's one of the ones who takes advantage of that. You know, he knows how to use that to his advantage. When most people are fleeing the other direction, he's always going against the crowd, always going upstream, basically. But he's been very successful at that, obviously. So He's the king of not letting his emotions rule his decisions. He's looking at the valuation of a stock based on what the earnings of the company are, not based on what the market says today, on the price of the stock today, or whatever it might be. And so he's done fairly well. I mean, I'll admit, you have to give him credit. But yeah, think about this. Think about Mr. Market saying, I've got some really overpriced stock. Imagine if some guy comes to your door, JC, and wants to sell you something, a car, whatever it might be, a widget, any kind of widget. And it's something you could buy at Walmart, let's just say, for a dollar. And he comes to your door and says, JC, I'll sell these for $4 a piece. How many would you like to buy? Would you say, oh, please, give me a lot?
Probably not.
I'll take a whole truckload.
Probably not.
So, but that's what people do with stocks. We wait till it runs up, till it's way overpriced, and then we want it. The more overpriced it is, the more we want to buy it, it seems. And yet when it's down in price, we seem to act like it's has the plague, you know?
Right, right.
We don't want anything to do with it when it's depressed in price. I can't talk today. When it's down in price, selling for 50 cents on the dollar, we want nothing to do with it. So, which is very odd when you think about it. Human behavior is very odd when it comes to investing. But, you know, I've often said we're not wired for investing. We're just not wired that way. We've got to take a quick break. I want to remind you of our free information that we can send you on Social Security Report and the 5-Star Portfolio. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387, 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address, please.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan with him along with J.C. Haspel. I want to remind you of our free information report on Social Security and the five-star portfolio. It's all free. If you'd like the information and how to get your report done for Social Security and the information on the stock portfolio file called five-star, just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail. We will send you the information. Absolutely free, no cost, no obligation. JC, do you know who Rick Rescorla is?
I do not.
You're giving me a blank look like you don't. Well, I happen to know who it is, but I have the advantage of having the information in front of me, of course. Unless you're in the military, in the Army specifically, you probably don't know who Rick Rescorla is, but if you're in the Army, you probably do. There's a statue of him outside Fort Benning in Georgia, JC. If you get a copy of the book, We Were Soldiers, the one that movie was based on, you know what I'm talking about?
I know of the movie.
Okay. Well, Rick Rescorla has pictures on the cover of the book. That book. Okay. His exploits in the Vietnam War are legendary. At the Battle of I Drang, which was called the Valley of Death, he was outnumbered 20-1 by North Vietnamese troops. What does this guy do? Tells his troops to fix bayonets. Believe it or not, leads a charge and repels the North Vietnamese. And it's true. Yes, he did that. That's crazy. Think about that. 20-1?
Yeah.
Fix bayonets. Yeah. You're thinking you're nuts. I'm thinking you're nuts, dude. Anyhow, this guy was incredible. The stuff of legend. He also went on to become the head of security at Morgan Stanley. This is how I know who he was. I worked at Morgan Stanley in 2001 when 9/11 happened. Morgan Stanley was the largest employer in the World Trade Center. We had 2,700 employees in the World Trade Center on 9/11. You know, the World Trade Center was bombed in 1993.
Yes.
The car bomb in the garage. After that date, Rescorla, who was the head of security for Morgan Stanley, made the employees do fire drills every month. He made them do evacuation drills basically every month for an emergency, some kind of terrorism act. And he made them do them all the time. So when 9/11 hit, guess what? They were ready. They knew what to do. They all knew what to do. out of 2,700 employees, Morgan Stanley would think would have lost, you know, 1,000 or 2,000. They lost six employees total, one of whom was Rick Riscorla, who died that day when the building collapsed. But the fact they only lost six people was a testament to the man and to his planning, to the fact that they were prepared. This is what it comes down to, is what I'm trying to say, is they were prepared. 99.8% of their people made it out that day. So 0.2% perished, which is the six people that perished, which is sad, a terrible event. But it could have been a lot worse for Morgan Stanley. If they hadn't been prepared, it would have been, certainly would have been a lot worse. And what I'm trying to say is you should have an investment plan. You should be ready for an evacuation of some sort. Volatility in the S&P 500, JC, has doubled in the past month from 4% to just over 8. Volatility on the Qs, the NASDAQ, has gone from 6 to just over 13%. So what does volatility usually precede, JC? A spike in volatility?
A drop in the market.
A drop in the market, right. So be prepared. Make sure you know what your plan is. Make sure you at least have a plan. And I'm not saying you should get out of the market now. I'm saying you should be prepared to get out of the market or make some kind of move, depending on what your strategy is. Be prepared to do whatever your strategy dictates, whatever that might be. Okay, now I got to talk about puppies, JC. Puppies. Yeah, I know. What does that have to do investing?
Lightening the mood a little bit.
Yes. I remember years ago, we got my son a puppy, and I took the dog to the vet. Okay? I said to the vet, this puppy's kind of hyper. He bounces off the walls all day long. You know what the vet did? He rolled his eyes.
Said, welcome to puppy.
Yeah, he looked at me and said, you have a puppy. Congratulations, you have a puppy. He said, that's what puppies do. And I was like, okay, I didn't know that. So that's exactly what he said to me. It was, congratulations, you have a puppy. He was like, of course. So this is what people forget when they buy stocks. You have a puppy. Stocks get volatile at times. Index funds get volatile at times. Mutual funds get volatile at times. Individual stocks get volatile at times. That's what they do. Sometimes we forget that because they stay calm for relatively long periods, for a year or so. They may be calm. And then all of a sudden they act up. Volatility changes with any investment over time. The S&P's volatility averages about 18% long term. Dropped to as little as 4, you know, a few weeks ago. Now it's back up to 8. So it's still a low volatility period, but it changes. That volatility moves back and forth. It doesn't stay static. It doesn't stay constant. Oftentimes we forget this, especially after periods of prolonged low volatility. We tend to kind of be lulled into a sense of false security. Does that make sense?
Right.
And so,
which leads to panic then when the volatility picks up.
Yes, and that's exactly what happens. The volatility spikes, and then we panic and we freak out, and we're like, what happened? Why is this happening? Well, that's normal. We normally have a 10% correction every single year in the market. Every single year, we average one correction per year, average. We've not had one this year. Be prepared. Be prepared. Volatility is rising. It's spiking. Actually, it's not rising. It's spiking. It went up quite fast is what it did. I looked at the chart. Only you can turn a temporary decline in prices into a permanent loss of capital. Only you can make the irrational decision to bail on equities when they show a sign of why they give higher returns by demonstrating their volatility. It's what they do, right? They're puppies, right?
Right.
So just think of stocks and puppies. Now, from now on, you got to think of puppies when you think of stocks, JC. So, you know, that's what they do. Occasionally, they get nasty. Remember that permanent loss of capital in equities has no historical precedent. Equity investing is rife with temporary declines, but permanent loss in a well-diversified portfolio can only be triggered by an investor's irrational decision to sell into a decline. You don't know this, but we used to have ads called Smokey the Bear. Used to do it. We used to have ads when I was a kid. Only you can prevent forest fires, Jason.
I actually do remember that.
Okay. Well, only you can turn a temporary decline to a permanent loss with a portfolio. Just remember that. So it's human behavior. It goes back to human behavior, what we were talking about earlier. Only humans can do this. The market doesn't do this. The market will drop temporarily, and then it will come back up. But only you can decide if you're going to be there for both ends of that, or get out before it drops, or ride it through the drop and come back out on the other side. So, but most people don't. They bail in the middle, you know, right when it's at the bottom, the March 2009 aspect, because they don't have a system. If you have a system, almost any system will work better than no system. I can tell you that. And having any system and sticking to it is the key. It doesn't have to be the best system. It just has to be your system, and you have to be willing to stick to it. And that's the main thing. You've got to have the discipline to stick to it. So make sure it's a system that you like and that you're comfortable with. We're about out of time, but if you want the Social Security report and the five-star report sent to you, just give me a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. Just leave us your name and address. Thank you very much for listening.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,